Will, will you ever forgive me for getting you up so early?
Believe it or not, yes, and I was up. How about that?
Well, I'm glad we can have a little fun. It was a scary situation on Saturday night. I'm watching the Michigan State football game on the TV. I just watched Mark D'Antonio interviewed at the end of the game, and he seemed fine, and he smiled, and he laughed, and then he headed off to the locker room. But shortly after that interview, there were some serious concerns about Mark D'Antonio and his life, if you will. Take us, if you will, from the time that he started feeling some chest pains to where we may be this morning.
Well, Tony, I can only give you the sequence where we got to talk to Coach and what we were told to happen later. But it was interesting you mentioned that the interview he did on television with Holly Rowe, he looked rested. He looked great. Obviously, he was happy after that big win against Notre Dame. But when he came to visit with us after the team for his, you know, his post-game radio interview, you know, we had a lot of fun. And how could everybody not be in a great mood if you're a Michigan State fan? And so as we were going through the interview, I kind of thought it, and I commented to one of our production people afterwards how good he looked. He looked rested, and as you know, that line of work this time of year does not lend itself to looking rested, whether you've had a good day or a bad day, because the hours are long and the days just stack on top of each other. But he didn't look tired. He kind of looked good all week, actually. And so when we find out later that he's been taken to a hospital with maybe a heart attack, none of it added up. None of it made any sense whatsoever. And especially Mark D'Antonio, whose fit looks great, it just didn't add up. But at the end of the day, if there was a blessing, and I think this is a big one, if this was going to happen and you could logically think if this was something that was on its way, it was going to happen eventually, what a great scenario. You're in an environment where you have medical attention. You're in a location where you get right to a hospital where you can find expert help. And so when they said yesterday that there was minimal damage, I mean, think about that scenario. What a great sequence of events. Great medical care on location, quick reaction. The reaction was correct, obviously. Got right away to the hospital, got the pros to work on you. And at the end of the day, they're talking about full recovery, minimal heart damage. And at the end of the day, it looks like people are hoping he'll be back on the sidelines before the year's over.
Well, before we get to the specifics of the procedure that he went through, how ironic that perhaps the biggest victory of his career, which would have just been a joyous time to celebrate, had the prototypical movie scene, if you will, of everyone waiting outside the hospital room, waiting to see how Coach was going to be. Were you, after the radio broadcast, did you head up to the hospital? What did you learn about what was going on?
We, at the time, we had, Tony, we had no idea. We were just proceeding with what we were doing. And the first indication we had that anything was maybe not quite right was our sequence on top of what we do. If you look at what Coach does, he visits with us after his team. Then he goes to talk to the media. And somewhere in the sequence, one of our broadcast cohorts, Jim Miller, who's our analyst, he'll leave the booth for a short moment, do a quick little television interview with Mark for the Michigan State television show, and then we'll head back to our radio booth for our locker room show. Well, as we're going through this, you know, Jim is waiting and waiting, and Wendy Hart, our producer, says, well, you know, Jim's not back yet, so we just kept proceeding with the show from the locker room instead of the two of us doing it together. And we were told that he got hit on the sidelines, and he had a back issue. His back wasn't feeling good. And he's had back issues. But here's a little funny sidebar, is that where we do our show, Tony, you need a ladder to get to it. It's above the tunnel. And they literally wheel in these big iron stairs that you walk up to get to where we are. We've kind of nicknamed it our little football condo. And so because of the excitement of the game, and people wouldn't clear out the tunnel. They're just sort of in shock, and they're happy, and they're just sort of milling around. And so now here comes Mark. He's ready to do his interview. And we're looking at him. I'm standing way up on this, like, ledge. And so we literally get him a ladder, like a ladder that you would use at your house to climb up to clean your gutters or something. So here we are. We have biggest win of all time, at least in recent memories. It was, everybody felt so good. We have a head football coach at Michigan State University climbing up a ladder to get to his same interview show. And so when he said his back was hurting, I went, that's strange, because he didn't look like a guy with back issues. He was coming up this ladder. So the whole thing just didn't seem possible. And here we are, we're Monday morning, Tony, and the truth is it still doesn't seem quite possible. And after the press conference on Sunday afternoon, as I was visiting with, you know, Coach Treadwell, because we had to do some things, and the staff, believe it or not, it looked like business as usual. People were upbeat. And as Coach Treadwell said, even in his press conference yesterday, that because the staff has been together so long between the 4 years here and the time at the University of Cincinnati, the group knows what Coach wants to have happen. There's a plan in place of how they go about doing what they do. And so short term, it's kind of business as usual, if it can be such a thing. So, you know, heart attack, not something you're looking for, but if you look at the situation, the quick medical treatment, projected full recovery, and a staff in place that's ready to proceed while they're waiting for you to come back. So as bad as it is or could have been, it probably couldn't have turned out much better.
Well, as you had mentioned, he was about to go to a trailer. His wife, according to a cool story that I read from Shannon Shelton, brought his vehicle around to that trailer, and she saw that he had complained of tightness in his chest. He's at the hospital by 12:30. He has an EKG, and a stent is placed in his heart, and apparently he's doing just fine, Will. And you don't want to say business as usual, but that's kind of a cool thing to say, because that means that coach is going to be okay and hopefully back on the sideline as soon as he's feeling up to it.
Yeah, and Tony, I think you summed it up well. It's good that things are moving forward, and it's good that everybody's upbeat, because I think after you get through the initial shock of it, and knowing what good shape coach is in, when you're told all those things, that recovery looks good, most of us probably know people have had this procedure and know that their life has continued, and you wouldn't know they were sick. So that all of this makes you feel good, because, number one, I guess you're relieved, because you know what the other options are, and none of those are in play here. So I think in a situation that could have been just awful, this one looks like, on top of the football game having the fairy tale ending, I mean, this little scenario here appears it's on its way to a successful and happy conclusion as well. So it's Monday, and it's strange to even be talking about this as we get ready for the fourth game of the year, but in essence, it's part of life. And I'm just so grateful that Mark's in good shape, because he's one of the good guys, Tony. He really is, and I know, you know, he's a football coach, and they're judged by their team and how things go. But if you ever want to meet somebody that you just want to get to know, he should be high on your list, because he's just special. He's a good guy, and if you want to go to war, you want Becky on your side too, his wife, because she knows what to do and when to do it. Well, so they're wonderful people.
Well, much of the media had thought that D'Antonio needed a signature victory, that this program, to really step up into the next level, needed a big victory. And this was a tough one, as Notre Dame's offense seemed to be rolling. But Antonio made just a very gutsy call. What was going through your mind as you see that play unfold on the field?
When Bates went back to throw, my first reaction was, oh, my God. That was my first reaction. So, but it was just amazing. And if you watch that play over and over again and you realize how Charlie Gant, the tight end, got so wide open, is because in Notre Dame, two guys went to cover the running back, Bell, and those three hit each other and fell down. And that's how Charlie got so wide open. And the pass of Bates was just perfect. But, yeah, I was stunned when he went to do it. But before that, when Cousins got sacked, you know, the fast math tells you, you got a young kicker who's got to go 46, 47 yards to tie the game. And in any situation, that's a long kick. So you're going, wow, man, that's a long kick. But then when the play developed, it was amazing. The whole thing was amazing. But I do believe those who think that he needed a signature win, I think all teams need big wins to sometimes get over the hump, get going, and have a nice season. But I think he's had some signature wins. I mean, we've had Paul Bunyan in the football building now with wins over Michigan for the last couple of years. Those were exciting games. He's had luck against the Irish. So I think what he's doing now isn't so much that they needed the big win against Notre Dame to say, hey, we really have a program. Because I think he's already established that with the classes coming in and the level of play he's developing. I think what he's looking for now is more consistency, possibly, to put not a good season in order, but maybe a good season backed by another good season and build his legacy that way. Because as you look at the history of Michigan State football, as you know, there's been some fabulous moments, but it's been followed by some that haven't been quite as nice as you'd like.
All right. Well, Will, I've got to get to break. How ironic that D'Antonio's in Sparrow Hospital. He does so much work for them, so much fundraising work. Spartans ranked 23rd in the USA Today, top 25. They get Northern Illinois, and I know your broadcast starts at 11, game time at noon. Thank you so much, Will. As always, I appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Tony.